You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
It was 3 o'clock. Jesus called for water. He could hardly speak. A soldier fixed a sponge on a spear and held it up to his lips. It was terribly bitter, but it was enough. He strained to raise his head and looked up to heaven. "It is finished," he cried. And then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. At the time, the moment was filled with too much emotion for those words to sink in and to ponder what they meant. But later, as the early Christians read John's gospel and heard again those words, it dawned on them just how powerful these dying words were of Jesus. John wrote his gospel in Greek, and those last words of Jesus are just one word in Greek. Tetelestai. The expression, "it is finished," or tetelestai, was well known to them. It was part of everyday language. When a servant had completed a difficult job that his master had given him to do, he would say to the master, "Tetelestai, I have overcome all the difficulties. I have done the job to the best of my ability. It is finished." When the Jewish people went to the temple with their sacrifice, the high priest would examine what was brought. Most likely, he didn't speak Greek, but he would use the Hebrew equivalent of tetelestai, meaning, "Your offering is accepted. It is perfect." When the merchant at the marketplace made a sale and the money was handed over, he would say, "Tetelestai, the deal is finished, complete. The price has been paid in full. I am satisfied." When an artist had finished a painting or a sculpture, he would stand back and say, "Tetelestai, it is finished. There's nothing more that can be done to make this piece of art any better. The painting is complete." When a boy recited to his father a difficult passage he had learned from scripture, or a girl showed her mother the bread she had baked for the family, they would say, "Tetelestai," and the parents responded with, "Well done, my child, I'm very proud of you." When Jesus spoke those final words, he wasn't just saying, "This is the end of me," as if there was nothing else to do, but to give in to his enemies and die. His last words weren't a final surrender to the power of Satan, as if to say, "You have won, I am done for." These words don't tell us that Jesus was dead now, and that's all there is to it. He is finished, and so everything that he stood for and promised during his life is over. No. All those who heard the word tetelestai, the servants, those who offered sacrifices at the temple, the buyers and sellers at the marketplace, the artists and parents and children, understood that Jesus is saying that his job of saving the world has been completed. He has finished the task, and nothing can be added to what has been done. Jesus has paid the price in full. He has canceled all debt. His sacrifice has been a perfect one, acceptable to the Father, who, looking down on his son, hanging lifelessly from the cross, said, "Well done, this is my dear son with whom I'm well pleased. Tetelestai, it is finished." Everything is complete. What is it that is finished when Jesus says, "It is finished"? Reconciliation is finished. A terrible gap had come between God and all humanity caused by sin and evil. Sin separates us from God, and if we want to have any hope of going to heaven to be with God, then someone had to deal with sin and restore our relationship with God. So God sent his Son into the world for this very purpose. Jesus died on the cross to get rid of the power of sin to condemn us. His death bridged the deep gulf between God and us. "Salvation is finished," Jesus cried. The restoration of the friendship between God and humanity has been finished. The task for which God's Son came to earth has been completed. He has won forgiveness for all people. Nothing else needs to be done. Salvation is complete. It is finished. That's why we call today Good Friday. It certainly wasn't a good day for Jesus. He endured pain, soul-wrenching agony, hanging by the nails in his hands for hours, death on a rough wooden cross for our sakes. We call today Good Friday because the cross is the proof of the powerful love that God has for each of us. No one, not even God, would do something like that unless he truly loved us. Here we see a love that was prepared to endure the ultimate in order to rescue us. We have known love to do some very powerful and strange things. A teenage boy lifted a farm tractor with his bare hands. He wasn't a weightlifter, but his 18-year-old best friend was pinned under that tractor. He heard his friend screaming for help, and he somehow lifted the tractor enough for his friend to wiggle out. His love for his best friend somehow enabled him to do what normally would be impossible. And then there was the young soldier who had been condemned to death in England in the 1600s. He was to be shot at the ringing of the curfew bell. His fiancée climbed the bell tower and tied herself to the clapper of that giant bell so that it would not ring. When the bell did not ring, soldiers went to investigate and found the girl battered and bleeding from being knocked against the sides of the bell. The ruler was so impressed by her love for the young man that he was pardoned. Because of love, people do extraordinary things for others. They give us a glimpse, a small glimpse, at the kind of love that God has for us. God the Father sent his dearly loved son into dangerous territory. He allowed his son to be treated cruelly. He stood by and watched his innocent son be nailed to a cross and to hang there in agony. He could have rescued him and cursed those who were treating him so brutally and maliciously. He allowed his son to carry the sin of all humanity. I don't think we can fully appreciate the terror of bearing the weight of the sin of all mankind. God did all this for us. He did all this because of his love for us. Jesus' announcement, "It is finished," is clear and simple. Jesus has completed his task. The reason why he came as a human has been fulfilled. He came so that you and I can have forgiveness and salvation. He came to give us the victory. He came to ensure that we would enter his kingdom and live forever. On the cross, he said, "I thirst," so that we would never thirst again. His heart was troubled, so our hearts don't have to be. He took our punishment so we could go free as innocent. He bore our griefs. He carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions, which are outward. He was bruised for our iniquities, which is inward. He was chastised so that we could have peace. He was scourged for our healing. He died so we might live. And then he went through all of this for us, so we wouldn't have to. He died so that you could live. He rose to give you a meaningful life and the power to live it. Don't forget, it's Friday, but Sunday is coming. On the cross, he wasn't a victim. He was the victor. He was our Savior. I'm grateful today. I'm grateful forever. Happy Good Friday.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.